Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to SQL Server Performance Monitoring and Tuning video brought to you by SQLWorkshops.com. In this video, we will look at query parallelism while inserting into temporary objects. Let's take a look. To practice this example along with me, you need the SQL Test tool. To get the SQL Test tool, you can go to the website sqltest.org and click on the download. There you will see the link to install SQL Test tool. Once you have the SQL Test tool installed, you can go to File, Open Online Examples. There you will find the example SQL Test underscore table variable versus temp table parallel insert. Press OK to open this example. In this example, we create a table called tab72. This table has three columns: C1 integer primary key clustered, C2 integer, C3 ncar 2000, that is Unicode character 2000. We are filling in 50,000 rows into this table. The column C1 and C2 has value between 1 and 50,000. It's always increasing. And in column C3, we have replicate A2000, except for row C1 equal to 10,000. We have this value. Advanced SQL Server Performance Monitoring and Tuning Hands-On Workshop from SQLWorkshops.com. Let's create this table. To create this table, you click on Workload 4 and click on Start Current. The table has been created. Let's go to Settings, Comments. Let's copy these statements and paste it in one of our Management Studio windows. Here we have two batches. The first batch, the first statement, creates a temporary table called #tab. It has same set of columns like our tab72. The second statement inserts into this temporary table with a select statement, and the select statement has C3 like %B%, a pattern matching query, which is quite expensive. Let's execute this batch, and the last statement is we drop the temp table that we created. We include the actual execution plan and we execute the query. Now you see the query took 1 second to complete. When you look at the execution plan, there you see the query executed in parallel. You see the yellow color circle with the two arrow keys. This shows the query executed in parallel. Now we will execute the second batch. The second batch is similar to the first batch, except we use table variable. We insert into the table variable with the same select statement. Let's start this execution. This query will take a long time to complete because when you are inserting into a table variable, SQL will not execute the select statement in parallel. So if you look at the amount of CPUs I have in this computer, it is 24 hyper-threaded, so 12 cores. So if you look here, this query completed in 10 seconds, that is while we are inserting into a table variable. When we inserted into a temporary table, it took only 1 second. The first query is 12 times faster than the second query. Let's go to the SQL Test tool and execute this query 10 times, 10 iterations. Let's go to Workload 1 and Start Current. Then you see the average execution time per iteration is 1 second, that is 1000 milliseconds. To look at this time in milliseconds, you can go to Tools and click on Average DB Time in Milliseconds. So you see the average time is 1 second. Now let's go to Workload 2. The Workload 1 uses temporary table. Let's go to Workload 2. Workload 2 uses table variable, inserts into table variable. Let's start this workload. Like we saw before, this query will take about 10 seconds to complete because instead of using 12 cores, that is 24 hyper-threaded cores, it will use just one core. You see, it is using on an average 10 seconds to complete. Let's make a summary. When inserting into temporary objects, if parallelism is important, then you should use temporary table instead of table variable. concurrent creation of temp table from many sessions can lead to TempDB metadata contention, which can be as worse as TempDB allocation contention. In this case, you may have to use table variable. On the other hand, table variable has no statistics. This can lead to incorrect estimation, poor execution plans. Take this into consideration while deciding. Thanks for listening. If you have any suggestions or comments, send it to me by email. Bye.